Richard Martin's Wake Up Call podcast, presented every Monday and Friday, providing you with the truth and the facts. You decide.
Good day to you all, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Wake Up Call, and I am Richard Martin, your host. It is Monday, June the 5th, 2017, and I'm bringing this to you, as I always do, from Malaysia, at the southern tip of the peninsula, right on the border with Singapore. And here are some details of today's show. In Mexico, soft drinks are as much a part of everyday life as meat and fast food. Mexico leads the world in per capita consumption of sugar-sweetened beverages. On average, every Mexican drinks 163 litres of so-called refrescos per year. That's almost half a litre a day. The country also has some of the highest rates of obesity and diabetes in the world. According to a UN report, over two-thirds of adult Mexicans are overweight or obese. Mexico has even surpassed the US as the country with the most overweight people. According to the OECD, Mexico has the highest diabetes rates of any developed country. Diabetes and heart diseases are among the leading cause of death. Abelardo Ávila Curiel from Mexico's National Institute of Nutrition assessed his country's obesity problem as, quote-unquote, a serious epidemic. In an interview with CBS, quote, among the poor, we have overweight parents and malnourished children. The worst aspect is that children are being programmed to be obese. End of quote. The marketing of soft drinks has been very successful. Companies like Coca-Cola and PepsiCo spend billions every year to make sure their drinks become an integral part of daily life for children, minorities, and low-income people. Their distribution systems reach remote villages. Aggressive marketing campaigns guarantee bulk sales. The corporations are involved in political lobbying and fund research that glosses over the impacts soft drinks have on consumers' health. In order to improve their image, companies also finance social campaigns or sporting events. Well, isn't that just too much? Well, ladies and gentlemen, today we have a show in which we have a lot of newcomers from the email group that have had their emails curtailed as of yesterday and have kindly joined up with us. So we will be having something of a recap on the economic situation today. And then we will be talking about the nonsense of Russia as purveyor of trouble in the basically the election campaigns. So then we will talk about what I call the hideous injustice meted out to Michael Flynn. We'll talk about the horrors of that particular nasty campaign. We will talk about how the government deliberately misrepresents the delinquencies and defaults in the system. Going out for lunch is going out of fashion in the United States, and this is bringing economic havoc to the food industry, the restaurant industry, and its associated industries. So there you have it, a nice show, hopefully, for all of you. And do please see fit to sign up by going to the Richard Martin's wakeupcall.podbean.com page, to the donate button, and signing up for a donation and availing yourself of two nice shows full of information per week, Mondays and Fridays. In the meantime, I wish you all a wonderful week ahead. This is Richard Martin saying back with you again on Friday. Until then, bye-bye.
And there you have it. You decide.